The issues that matter most, right here. The Drew Mariani Show
on Relevant Radio.
John Harper for Drew on this Monday of Holy Week. Can we just roll back the clock a little bit? Remember during the pandemic, we were talking about not necessarily the new normal, but the better normal. And I'm hopeful and I also pray that you have found the better normal through the pandemic. However, the new normal, if we can use that term that you're familiar with, is one that includes inflation. And that's one of those good news, bad news things, because now that we're back into kind of the mainstream in using goods and services, unemployment's down under 4%, the lowest it's been since 1968. What the government wants to do is slow down the economy. Well, that leads to a recession. Would you take a recession instead of the inflation that we have right now? And buckle up, because the latest report coming out of Washington says that if you think things are expensive now, roughly about 10% more than they were last year, just wait. Yeah, I know it's bad enough. The gas is anywhere. I thought I got a bargain the other day at $3.85 a gallon for gas. I know many of you out on the West Coast are paying as much as $6 a gallon at some stations. I know in the Southland and in San Diego County, it's just crazy. So where do we go? How do we spend less and save more? Bill Ulivieri is our money expert. He's the president of Senecal Capital Management, joining us from Glenview, Illinois, a familiar voice here on Relevant Radio. And it's good to have your voice back on. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back. It's been so long. I miss you guys.
Can you stop inflation, Bill? Come on. Enough with this already.
I wish I could. All I can do is maneuver around it and somehow hitch my wagon to the inflation train, if that's what needs to be done, John.
Well, that's a train that we want to get on, because with inflation from, hey, my quart of milk, which used to be $1.69, is now $2.99. And everybody's feeling this because we've seen inflation go up, what, 9% on prices? So what's the best way to protect my money and invest my money?
Oh, John, this is really there's a great paradox that's occurring right now. So, you know, on one hand, we have lumber down 22% on the year. We have interest rates up as much as 50 to 70% on the year. We have the things that we consider inflation, like corn, wheat, all our food products, gasoline, have reached incredible highs that I'm going to say that this generation has never seen, truthfully. But there is some light at the end of the tunnel, John, and that is we're beginning to see some of this momentum inflation peel off. And honestly, you know, for the last two or three years, we've seen inflation. But don't forget that the manufacturers and the food stores have absorbed a lot of this. They haven't completely passed all of it onto the consumer. So we have to expect a little bit, but how do we protect against inflation? You know, that's a tough thing, because gold really has not been an inflation hedge for the most part. The commodities and energy are where the inflation has been, you know, investors have been able to take advantage of some of that, with natural gas up 60 or 70% year to date. So really what you have to do is, and I've talked about this before, is you have to, you know, when you go to the store and you see a sale, you need to stock up on some of those goods. When you have an opportunity of buying only those things that you really need, you need to buy a few more, because those dollars are going to be worth less in a few weeks or a few months. So, but I will say this, we're at a crossroads, John, and I think that we're going to be okay in terms of inflation. So I wouldn't do anything extraordinary right now, if that makes sense.
I call it the kielbasa economy, because I did the same thing. My favorite kielbasa was $1.99. I said, $1.99? Did they mark that wrong, Bill Ulivieri? So I bought four of them, threw them in the freezer. The next week, $4.49. I felt like I made money in the kielbasa market.
Good for you. You see, there's always these loss leaders at the grocery store. My son works for a large chain, and they still use this to entice their customers to come in. And it's, you know, and we load the boat on things. Now, it's not always our most favorite meal or our favorite dish, but this is how we kind of help make ends meet. And we don't make those, I'm not going to say frivolous, you know, trips to the store, because we kind of feel like we're still locked down in many ways over the last 2 years. I don't go to anywhere near as many networking events, even though things have opened up. But really, there's only so much you can do. And, you know, our portfolios have seen both the benefit of inflation, because my gosh, the NASDAQ 100, it was up like 140% from the COVID lows. So let's make sure that we're fair. We look at this objectively. On one hand, since the 2020 lows, The markets are up huge, and our 401ks have done really well. And now we're giving a little bit of that back. We're giving it back in interest rates, in our bond positions. We're giving it back in the S&P 500 and the Russell 2000. And we're giving it back. But, you know, again, there's this big paradox here, John, where all the talk on financial news media is inflation, 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 how to protect inflation, how to buy value stocks, all those kind of things. And I'm seeing from our analytics here, our database, the exact opposite of that. So on a scale of 0 to 7, growth funds, which were like technology funds and social media funds, growth funds scored a 0.34. So on a scale of 0 to 7, it scored almost a 0. At the same time, the value stocks are up around 4. And so there's always this flippening, this paradox, this like Ecclesiastes. There's a time for value, a time for growth, a time for stocks, a time for bonds. And I've talked about this on countless occasions. And so I think that consumers and investors and listeners to Relevant Radio can take, there is some solace, some joy to know that I think we're going to see a pullback of inflation. We're going to see growth companies do incredibly well over the next year or so, because these levels of oversoldness, I'm not quite sure how to phrase it correctly, we have not seen since the 2009 Great Recession. So I find that really interesting and very curious, because again, we're seeing a slowdown in momentum of inflation, like food products and energy, off their all-time highs.
Well, there's some good news on a Monday afternoon with Bill Ulivieri from Senecal Capital Management, as we help you save more and spend less in these days of inflation that is starting to shrink ever so slightly. You used a term called value stocks. What are value stocks, Bill?
Value stocks are generally stocks that are brick-and-mortar companies. They pay a good dividend. They take their earnings and revenues, and they distribute them as a dividend stream. Now, I'm not saying I shouldn't own them. As a matter of fact, we have one of our portfolio strategies is to get a dividend check per month, and those are steeped heavily in value stocks. They're like real estate investment trusts, gas and electric utilities, and some banking stocks. So those are value stocks, and they've done really, really well. As a matter of fact, the value index year to date is up 5%, but the growth index is down 14.6% this year in 2022. So what I think the biggest surprise for investors this year, and we're going to have this conversation in June, or maybe we'll have it in December, and that is growth technology companies are going to do very well, and the dividend paying value side is going to pull back a little bit, or at least hang on to some of those gains. So anyhow, that's what a value stock is. It's a company that pays a quarterly or monthly dividend, and that's been our most popular and successful program for the last 18 months or so.
We should mention every time Bill Ulivieri is on from Senecal Capital Management, either here on the Drew Mariani Show or on Morning Air, there's always something that you can get to take the wisdom of Bill Ulivieri and just have it right there at your fingertips. And I know you have another piece of wisdom that's free for our Relevant Radio listeners to talk about, dividend income ideas, just exactly what you were mentioning.
Sure. So in order to offset this, you know, the money that we have sitting around not working for us, I have a free report. You can either anybody can call us at our office and leave a message with an email address or a mailing address, and we're going to send out a report. It's 20 dividend income stocks that pay more than the rate of inflation. So this is my idea. This is my answer to help place some of those extra funds that you have sitting around getting eroded by inflation at, you know, 2, 3, 5, 7%, in a way of get that money working again. Now, it's not for everybody, and I'm not saying you have to put all your 100% of your net worth in there. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you are looking at your portfolio and you're not happy with the way things are going, there are some opportunities to recapture some of those gains or some of those losses, but through the use of dividends, and the dividend streams are all greater than the rate of inflation. So I think it's exciting. It's a free report for anybody who wants to, again, call us at 847-686-4800 and leave a message with your email address or a mailing address, and we'll shoot that right out to you.
And the number again?
847-686-4800.
Bill, let's talk about the housing market. It's hot no matter where you are. Bidding wars going on, even for rentals. But now we're seeing interest rates on home mortgages going up. Is that still a safe investment? It's got to be, even at these rates.
Well, you know, you used the word housing market has been on fire. And so we're seeing higher mortgage rates have a bucket of cold water thrown on the housing market. We're also seeing an interesting paradox again, and that is, having conversations with people in our local, in our cohort. They have been contacted recently by realtors who had to, they could not accept their bid on a home at the beginning of last year or in the summer last year. Now they're calling them up and saying, hey, remember that house you bid on last June? Well, it fell through because the bid was a cash only, a cash bid, no contingencies, and it fell through because the house is now appraised at a lower price than what the bank originally wanted to lend. So now people are scrambling. There are some houses that are not closing. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the housing market slow down, and we're certainly seeing mortgage rates maybe not make this whole home ownership so attractive as it was before. So again, I think the two big surprises that we're going to see, John, this year is we will see a cooling of the market, a cooling of the stock market, a cooling of the housing market, a cooling of the inflation market. But I think we're also going to see a rally in bonds despite all this crazy news on inflation, because as inflation goes up, bonds go down in value. And bonds are down. They have gotten killed this year. They're down 6.5%, 8.5%, 10%, 12%.
Wow.
And this is just, don't forget, the Federal Reserve only raised interest rates 0.25%. It's not like we're actively raising interest rates. This is just talk. He's talking the market down. The Federal Reserve and the central banks are talking inflation down, and it's kind of working. It's working, and they're getting what they want without having to do the work of raising rates. So I just think we need to be patient out here, and we're going to see things calm down and cool down, because you can't have it both ways, right? You can't have your housing market and your 401k do amazingly crazy well and not see some of that spill over into the grocery store and the gas pump. Or we see higher wages, minimum wage. We see a very, very tight labor market where they call it the Great Resignation, where people are staying home. Unskilled labor is paying $18 an hour at our local store down here. I didn't even make minimum wage when I started back in 1977 or 1980. That was about $1.25 an hour. So, I'm just saying that we're seeing, these interesting paradoxes, these interesting things. And I'm not saying wages have kept up with inflation by no means. I mean, people should be making about $40 an hour if they want to keep up with 1970 and 1980 levels. I'm just saying leave a penny, take a penny kind of thing. You've got to fight your battles, and there's no solutions. There's just only, workarounds, so to speak, things that we accept as good enough to live with.
Bill Ulivera is helping us protect our money today on the Drew Mariani Show from Senecal Capital Management. For our Relevant Radio listeners who may be on a fixed income right now, Social Security, what's the best advice to them to hedge against inflation? Because you only have this limited pool of cash that comes in every single month. And the gas pump or that quart of milk at the store isn't paying attention to what that check is that you get every month from Uncle Sam.
John, this is truly the biggest crime, financial crime of our time, and that is interest rates still remain incredibly low, and inflation is very high, and that absolutely hurts people the most who are in fixed income. But unfortunately, there's not all that much you can do. I mean, if you're making $800 a month or $1,200 a month, $2,000 a month in Social Security, this is a tax. Inflation is a tax on the people that can't afford it. It's the people that can at least afford it. And it's unfortunate, but there's no safe, ultra safe place to go for riskless money. Like, where do you put your money and not take risk? We're starting to see it now in the 10-year Treasury rates paying about 2.7%. But again, John, I'm sorry to say that there isn't always an optimal answer. There's just some suboptimal decisions that you have to make. It means eating a little bit on the down low. I almost feel embarrassed saying this, but eating less? What, are you going to have two meals a day instead of three?
Sure.
Like, I don't even know how to respond to that, right? But I know we've done it over here. We don't eat high on the hog, and we never really have.
Well, you can't eat high on the hog because pork prices are through the roof. So forget about that.
It's so
come and
true.
Have my $1.99 kielbasa, and I also cornered the market on cream of mushroom soup. I hope you like that for dinner, because that's all I got.
Oh my God. I know. Well, you know, my dad's 89 and he's on a fixed income. He does not eat the way I would like him to. I mean, he does eat a lot of trail mix, okay, and granola. And I'm like, Dad, you need more protein. You need more, you know, the better food. But this is his way of compensating for his expenses.
Should we be having this conversation in the United States of America when we look at some of the salaries of the CEOs? I mean, yeah, it's tough work what they do, and they're rewarded for that. But there really is this disparity, and it's sad that in 2022, you and I are having this conversation.
I'm going to say this. One of my favorite economists is an African-American named Thomas Sowell, who's a former Marxist turned, I don't know, libertarian economist, I guess. And you could, when you read his writings, when you read his opinion as an African-American who grew up in Brooklyn in the horrible section, but eventually ended up going to a prestigious college and has been one of the most, the sharpest minds economically that our generation has ever known. He does not blame the CEO. Mm-hmm. He does not blame CEO salaries. He blames the government. He blames the government for their printing press, for putting, you know, $9 trillion on the balance sheets that have increased the cost of all our goods. He puts the blame on bureaucrats and people who don't ever receive a taste of the solutions they put into place. And so we see devastating crime across the United States.
Right.
You know, violence, inflation, high prices at the gas pump. This is not the fault of the CEO earning whatever number of dollars that I wish I was earning.
Sure.
This is really an unbridled spending problem of the U.S. government. And we keep going to the government for our solutions, and they keep doing – it's this law of unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm. So
we have to look to our elected officials, John, for solutions to this and trade-offs because they're – that's what they're supposed to be doing for us.
And it's ultimately up to us with the power of our votes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And an informed electorate. And we're always informed about our money. From Bill Ulivary, Cenacle Capital Management. Again, if you want to get this list, it's a report of these income-producing stocks and funds. You can call Bill's office, Cenacle Capital Management. That number is 847-686-4800. The number again, 847-686-4800. And again, as we always say, the past performance is no guarantee for future results. Mm-hmm. And what you and I do is really for entertainment purposes only and for education, but speak to you at Cenacle Capital Management or someone that you trust who deals with money to guide you through this very complicated maze.
Sure. John, you know, the report is just a series of ideas, and that's all. That's the main core of our business is we're looking for ideas to uncover things that are out of favor for our clients. To look at it yourself, you know, do your own discernment, take it to your prayer, bring it or give it to your own financial planner or advisor. And if you don't have one, give us a call because we would love to be there for you guys.
Bill Ulivary, Cenacle Capital Management. Bill, as always, thank you. God bless.
God bless, John. Thank you.
Bill, thanks for the wisdom here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We have a few minutes. I'm curious, because of inflation, what have you cut out? What have you given up? Because of inflation, because it just simply got too expensive. The changes that you have made in your life and your family's life just said, hey, you know, it's just gotten too expensive. So we're just going to have to cut it out. What has it been for you? 888-914-9149. We have a few minutes to take your calls. 888-914-9149. What have you given up because inflation has just kind of priced it out of the market? Now, this is going to sound crazy. For me, it's soup. Now, if you like soup, I like soup. And yeah, you like to have, you know, a bowl of soup sometimes for lunch or for dinner. And I'll buy it when it's on special. But, you know, a little can of soup, a little can of Campbell's soup, at least in my supermarket. And I'm here in the New York area, and I understand that it is more expensive to live here. And for those of you listening in the Bay Area and Southern California around Chicago, Minneapolis, you know, in the major population centers, it's a little more expensive. But a simple can of soup, $3.25. So as much as I want it, it's just like, well, wait a minute, $3.25 when you're on a fixed income, that's a lot of dough. And so you realize, well, okay, I probably don't need it as much as I want to. And it's kind of an interesting tug of war, especially as we have this conversation during Lent. And somehow that makes it a little bit easier to give up because it's Lent. It's like, okay, I'll sacrifice this can of soup. But $3.25 for a can of soup. What I was telling Bill, the simple call, the simple quart of milk, it was $1.99. And that's the store brand. That's the store brand, because it was always the cheaper one. And all of a sudden, it was now $2.99. The half gallon is now $5. And it's like, this is crazy. When's it going to end? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We're talking about inflation. Bill has given you some solutions around inflation, and you can call his office at Senecal Capital Management to get some more information, some of the ideas that you can have to simply save more and spend less. So check that out, and at Senecal Capital Management. But it's just crazy what we have seen here in terms of, some of the prices that are out there. Ray's joining us in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Ray, what have you done to kind of circumvent inflation?
Well, things that I normally buy one or two of at the store, I try to buy in bulk now to get a better price. Also with beef and pork is to buy a quarter beef or a half beef. Or my wife and I bought a half a hog.
Really?
To try to circumvent some of the inflationary prices in the stores.
How big is your family?
So my wife and I and one of our sons is at home. But we have 17 children.
Wow.
So we're used to cutting corners and doing things to... make ends meet.
Wow. 17 children from ages what to what? Where are they now?
They're all over the U.S. now. My oldest is 43 and my youngest is 19.
Wow. That's incredible. 17 children. We have to have you back on the show just to talk about raising 17 children. So that, you know, that half a hog's going to go in about, that's one lunch and one dinner for 17 kids if they all come over. Ray, thanks so much. God bless you. Have a good remainder of Lent and a good Holy Week and a very fruitful Holy Week to you. Thanks so much for adding to the conversation here on the Drew Mariani Show, 888-914-9149. We are talking about inflation and what you have had to do because everything is just so darned expensive. Margie is joining us in Henderson, Nevada, listening to Relevant Radio here. Let me see if I can get it. Why does this phone not work? This is the craziest phone system I've ever seen in my life. Margie, how have you been able to? Why doesn't inflation take that out? Margie, what if you had to give up?
Okay, I used to buy a case of Pepsi every week. So now that's gone. And it's not because of Lent. It's because of inflation. Also, I had to give up my cable TV.
Really?
Because my insurance premium on my car went up.
Yep.
$35, no accidents, no tickets, no nothing.
Wow.
A teenager, that went up. My electric bill went up. My gas bill went up. Everything's going up. And so
I know.
You got to eliminate, you know, and I'm retired now. So only so much to eliminate, you know, but.
Yep, especially when you're on a fixed income. And you join the legion of cord cutters out there now with high-definition television. In most places, you can put it. Remember the antenna you used to have on the roof as a kid? You can put that back up there right now and get as many. I got that in my house. And I get something like 80-some-odd channels. I only watch two of them. I don't need the other 83. But that's, indeed a ways to save. I know, Lena, I'm sorry we don't have time to talk to you out in Oceanside, California, but she says walking, and there are a lot of benefits from that as well. So those are some of the realities of just living with inflation. Coming up next on the Drew Mariani Show, how that Patrick Madrid video, you're hearing it now, went viral, seen over 5 million times around the world. Find out what that is coming up next on the Drew Mariani Show here on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
Get caught up on that conversation you missed by going to the Relevant Radio archives. Just select The Drew Mariani Show.
John Harper for Drew on this Monday of Holy Week. It is the video that literally has been seen around the world and continues to be seen by some 100,000 people an hour. Now, if you haven't seen it, and being on the radio, it sounds like it might be a game, some sporting event. No. That's the sound of anger. It's the sound of human beings. That's the sound of men and women in Shanghai, China, who are screaming out of the windows of their high-rises after a week of total lockdown. No leaving your apartment for any reason because of the coronavirus. The video is real. Patrick Madrid found that video. He tweeted it out just the other day, and he's joining us now. And, of course, the Patrick Madrid Show weekdays starting at 8 a.m. He is the world's, and this is my label, and it's true. It's you are the world's leading apologist. If you want to learn about your Catholic faith, if you want to stand up and say I'm a Roman Catholic man or woman, you must listen to the Patrick Madrid Show every day. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, John. Boy, is it great to hear your voice on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, there's somebody I need you to meet. You got to have him on one day. Like Glenn, I'm a reader at my parish, and I was talking to one of the altar servers one day, and he's maybe 15 years old. He says, he's a sophomore in high school, and he goes to a private Catholic school that's got a very traditional Catholic education, like a Chesterton Academy in the Twin Cities, classical education. And I happened to eavesdrop a conversation that he was having with Father, who was celebrating Mass. And boy, could that young man defend his faith. And I said, where did you learn how to do that? And he said, it's the apologetics that we take in high school. And I said, boy, I have someone that you need to meet. And I was telling him about you, and he knew who you were. So there's someone in line behind you.
Good. We need some new blood. That's for sure.
But it's so encouraging to see that with young people, and that just gave me such great hope. And that's certainly happening, and I'm hopeful in so many of the other Catholic private schools that we see around the country. But let me play this again. It's video, and it's a video that you verified, and explain what's going on and how you got that.
I will. So I won't speak for a few moments just so that people can hear the anguish of these people who are screaming. I'll just be quiet for a moment. It's hard to listen to, and I've heard this, I've watched this video now endlessly since a friend of mine sent it to me just on Friday evening. I'll tell you the backstory in just a moment, John, but this is not it's not a sporting event. It's not, these people are not having fun. They're losing it. They're losing their minds, and they're doing the only thing that they have left to do, which is to vent their rage and frustration by shouting out loud. They're inside. When you see the video, my Twitter address is at Patrick Madrid. You can see it there. The whole world has seen it in the last couple of days, as you said. It's being filmed from, I presume, a balcony or maybe the ground floor in a complex of high-rise apartment buildings or condominiums. It's hard to tell, but there are many buildings, probably 20, 30, maybe 40 stories high, and each floor has many apartments, and these people are in their windows, on their balconies, and they're just to the top of their lungs. They're shouting their rage and frustration because the Chinese Communist government, in Shanghai anyway, has not permitted them to leave their homes. As of Friday evening, when I received the video from, well, I'll come to that in just a second. When I received the video, they had been cooped up for like 7 days, not allowed to go outside for any reason whatsoever. There's another video that's not associated with me, but it was posted on Twitter maybe a day or so earlier, of a drone that is flying around and announcing in a woman's voice, stay inside, you're not allowed to come out, stifle your soul's desire to be free. I mean, it's strange the way they translated it. So the people are just going crazy. Here's what happened. I received a text from a close friend of mine. He and his wife, so he's American, his wife is Chinese. She was raised in Shanghai, and he spent a lot of time in China, so he speaks fluent Chinese. Her uncle shot this video with his cell phone earlier that day. So this would have been Friday. So Friday evening, about 9 o'clock, 9:15 or so, he sends me this video. He says, look at this. And I watched it, and I don't speak any Chinese at all, so I didn't know what he was saying. So I texted my friend back, and I said, what did I just watch? What is this? What's happening to these people? I thought maybe Godzilla had shown up, and they were fleeing from Godzilla. I couldn't tell what was happening. So he explained it to me, and I put that explanation in the subsequent tweets that I put out, that they have been in there for all these days, haven't been let out. And he said, would you mind putting this on Twitter just so people can know what's happening? Because this is her uncle, and he just sent it to us. So I said, sure. I put it up there. I didn't know if anybody would watch it. And it just took off. It was unbelievable. So it's at 6.1 million views now. I wouldn't be surprised if by the time this interview is over that it might be up to 6.2 million views. But in any case, it has been picked up by CNN and ABC News got in touch. It's all around the world now. In fact, it's so astonishing. One of our staff members, Jennifer, she put together just a partial list. She did a Google search on this, and her partial list included the Times of India, Yahoo, the Daily Beast, Newsweek, ABC. It's a long list. She says there's like four pages of results when you type it into Google as a search thing. So it's going around the world, and huge people are retweeting this. There was a Turkish broadcaster who has a following of 2.5 million people on Twitter. She retweeted it with her comments. I'm seeing people retweeting it in their own languages. And the general reaction all around the world is these poor people, they are being brutalized by being confined this way. So we talked a little bit about it, John, on my program this morning, and I'm just really pleased to be able to talk about it again on Drew's program. And with you hosting, it's nice to be able to share it with an even wider audience.
What are some of the ramifications of this video? And I think we have come close to what is being experienced in this video in Shanghai, China, with some of the lockdowns that we've experienced over the last couple of years. We came close to some of this.
Yeah, that's for sure. And people, you know, somebody once said, if you've got nothing left to lose, you're going to lose it. And I think that's what these people are feeling. I shudder to imagine for many of them that their reaction was because they had run out of food. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't know that when they were told that you have to stay indoors indefinitely, they didn't know. They didn't have time to go to the grocery store. So for many of them, according to people who are there, they're running out of food. They're starving. The government won't let them out. So what are the ramifications? Well, one, I think, is let that be a lesson for the rest of us,
right,
as to, you know, runaway government authority that doesn't answer to anyone. If the people are trapped that way, bad things are going to happen. In fact, that's what this lady's uncle was saying in this narration that he gave on the video. He was saying, I don't know how this is going to end, but it's not going to end well. People are going crazy. And I hope and pray, John, that all around the world, the people who see this, not only does it draw attention to the atrocities that are committed on a daily basis in China by the communists, but also as a cautionary tale, so that if any other country, any other government were to decide to enact such draconian measures against its own citizens, I'm hopeful that this video will galvanize public opinion against that in advance of it ever being attempted.
And that's the key, Patrick Madrid, is to be aware of this, because it is a very slippery slope. I mean, you know what was happening here with our lockdowns over the last couple of years. And just to kind of do a wider shot of what's going on, we were talking with an attorney who represents the Catholic Benefits Association and the CEO of the Catholic Benefits Association. Mm-hmm. Through discovery, they found a 74-page legal memorandum that was attached to a court filing. Very innocent. Mm-hmm. But in that, through the stroke of a pen, with a couple of different ways that this would have to be approved, but doesn't have to go through Congress, where HHS can now propose the healthcare rule on abortion, transgender services, and in essence, cancel Catholic healthcare in the United States. That's how slippery this slope is, and why, you know, we keep saying over and over again, we're on our soapboxes, where we really need to let our elected officials know, from our local communities all the way up to Washington, D.C., where we stand as Roman Catholic men and women.
Yeah, and stand is the key word in the face of this kind of thing, it seems to me, John. That we have to stand, and each in his own way. You can take your stand on social media. You can take your stand in the voting booth. You can take your stand in many different ways. We saw something similar to this attempted. Actually, it was more than attempted. It was accomplished in a couple of states in Australia this past year, where Australian citizens who are under a different set of laws, they don't have the kind of free speech and other rights that we enjoy here in the United States, and the heavy-handed government of those states, they did much the same thing to the people in Australia. Australia, of all places, you'd think that Australia would be about as enlightened as they get, but no, it happened there, and the people were trapped, they were incarcerated, and not allowed to go about their daily business. So we're seeing it in China. We saw it in Australia. God forbid it should ever happen here. We saw something, a milder version of it. But to your point, this is why a video like this, I think, is causing such a stir around the world, is because people realize this could happen anywhere if people don't stand up against it.
It's shocking us awake.
Indeed it is. I mean, just listen. Can we listen a little bit more for people to understand just the despair in the voices of these people who are shrieking out of their windows because there's nothing else for them to do? They're like caged animals. They have nothing else to do but protest this way.
And let me set this up. This is Patrick Madrid, the Patrick Madrid Show, every day at 8 a.m. Central here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And this is a video that was taken Friday night in Shanghai, China, by the father of a very close friend of Patrick. And it's the perspective from what would probably be a 10th or a 12th floor balcony among high-rise apartment buildings, perhaps condos in Shanghai, where people have been trapped in those condos, a week of total lockdown. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nobody can go out. This is what it sounds like.
Heartrending. It's heartrending. I mean, it lasts for about a minute and a half, and all you're looking at are these high-rise buildings, but you can kind of see the people in the windows. You can see them there. It's hard to really pick any specific person out. But this needs to be circulated. John, in the time that I've been on the air with you, the views for this video have gone up 100,000 views. Wow. Globally, it was 6.1 million views when we started 10 minutes ago, and now it's 6.2 million and climbing. And I hope it continues to climb. I hope that everyone around the world sees this. Number one, pray for these people and all the other people who are under the hobnail boots of the Chinese Communist Party. But also, let's look at, I mean, you need to see this to really fully understand it. See it. You'll see it at my Twitter feed, at Patrick Madrid. But it's everywhere now. You're going to see it on CNN. You're going to see it on MSNBC. You're going to see it on all the news outlets, all the international outlets. They're picking it up. It was on the Drudge Report yesterday. And I'm the most shocked of all because I just thought I was just popping this out there on my little Twitter feed. And I never expected that it would gain this kind of traction. But I'm glad of it so that, as I say, John, so it's a cautionary tale maybe in that people will be galvanized to action and to not being willing to allow this to happen here or anywhere else.
And that really is the key, being galvanized to action, because we've seen, and this happened just about a half hour before we went on the air this afternoon in Philadelphia, where the city's COVID response level is up to 2, and the public health commissioner was before cameras just before 3 o'clock Eastern time today saying that the indoor mask mandate is coming back. Now, I understand that an indoor mask mandate and what we're seeing in this video from Shanghai, China, are at opposite ends of the spectrum. But it, again, speaks to the fact of we're on a slippery slope.
Indeed we are. Now, I need to make one little correction here, and it was my own mistake that I was hastily typing in on Twitter as I put this out there on Friday evening at 9:16 p.m., and I mentioned that it was my close friend's father. Actually, it was her uncle. Mm-hmm. And not that that matters one way or the other, but just, you know,
family member.
I want to be completely, you know, as precise as possible. Interestingly, there is a Chinese, he's a scientist, he's here in the United States, and he's from Shanghai. He picked up on this, and he retweeted it yesterday, I believe it was. And in his tweet commentary, he said, I'm from Shanghai. This is real. This is really what he's saying. And I was glad of it because I don't speak any Chinese at all. So folks around the world, including those in China, and probably not too many in China, physically in China, but those who are Chinese and know what is being said here. They're confirming and corroborating this. That one Chinese scientist that I mentioned, he posted some videos of his own about how people are starving. And something he said that really struck me, it's another reason why we need to be praying for these people. He's showing video of people who are starving to death, or at least they're starving. And he says there are about 23 million people in Shanghai. He says if only 10% of them, and it probably is much higher than that, mm-hmm. if only 10% of them are having the food rationing or the food problems, he says that's still 2.6 million people who are starving. Right. And he says if it's even just half of that, if it's only 5%, there's still 1.3 million people, and I suspect it's probably more than that. So I urge everyone listening right now, watch this video. You're not going to see anything gory. There's nothing in it that's going to scare you. But what you hear, it tells the tale. And I urge you to share it on social media. Share it on Facebook. Share it wherever you can so people are aware of what's going on.
And that's at Patrick Madrid on Twitter, at Patrick Madrid on Twitter. Patrick, can we borrow a couple more minutes from you just to talk a little bit about Lent? You bet. Patrick Madrid is with us here on the Drew Mariani Show, 888-914-9149. Again, that video that has gone viral now, approaching 7 million views from Shanghai, China, on Patrick Madrid's Twitter page, at Patrick Madrid. Going to share some notes about Lent as we continue here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Now.
On Relevant Radio.
Right now.
On Relevant Radio.
John Harper for Drew. This afternoon, we're blessed to have Patrick Madrid with us. Of course, that video, if your radio is just going on or on the smart speaker, it is a video that Patrick tweeted out on Friday night from Shanghai, China, from the uncle of a close friend, and it is authentic. It has been viewed nearly 7 million times, and it's people screaming out of their windows after a week of total lockdown. No food, nothing, because of COVID-19, and it's the government just suppressing whatever freedom those people might have, and it's really the slippery slope, and I think also a wake-up call to you and me based on what we have lived through over the last couple of days and, of course, last couple of years with the pandemic. And, of course, I know a lot of you want to talk about this as well. And we've also had some requests, Patrick, if you could put that video on your Facebook page as well.
Okay, I
will.
Because
it's a way that a lot of our Relevant Radio listeners can then share the video that way. I wonder if Facebook's going to like what you put up. It'll be interesting to see if you go into Facebook jail because of that.
Boy, you never know. Boy. Well, I'm willing to go to jail to try to get the word out, John. But
there
I will do
go.
That. When we're done, I'll put it up on Facebook right away.
Paul's with us in Tampa, Florida. Paul, good afternoon. Welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Gentlemen, thanks for this message and for this information. I've been driving all day, and I just heard this as I'm driving home. Of course, I haven't seen the video, but hearing the audio immediately brought to mind what the seers of Fatima talked about, the glimpse of hell with the scores, multitudes of people wailing in agony in these buildings, these cells that they can't get out of, or they're locked in and there's no way out. And, you know, I feel like I'm Dante being shown a vision of hell, even though I'm just hearing audio. So I don't know if this is like a foretaste, and this is perhaps a warning to me to take everything a little more seriously.
And there's that audio again.
Listen to it for a second.
Yeah. Patrick, it gets more chilling the more you watch it.
It does. Well, yeah, and Paul, I had the same reaction. I think many people had the same reaction. Like, what am I listening to? Are these people dying? Are they being killed? What's happening? Because if you don't speak Shanghaiese, and I don't, there's no way to know what's happening. You're just seeing this video of showing this series of high-rise apartment buildings. The man who's narrating it is narrating it in Shanghaiese. So when I first saw it, I had goosebumps. The hair on the back of my neck went up because it, like you said, it did remind me immediately of what Sister Lucia said about Our Lady showing the children a vision of hell as part of her visits in Fatima. So that was the first thing I thought about. And then when my friend explained it to me, he says, no, this is, you know, my wife's uncle sent it to us a few hours ago, texted it to her. And we need to let people know what's going on. So that's when it clicked for me what actually was happening. But just to listen to it by itself without context is horrifying. It is horrifying anyway. But without context, it's hard to know what you're listening to.
You know, in our version of that here, aside from lockdowns, is the fact that you've got the governor of Michigan, as we were talking about earlier, going to the courts to overturn a law that's been on the books in Michigan since 1931, outlawing abortion. In fact, it predates Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is an election year, so you know where some of that money's coming from. The HHS, another HHS mandate that will circumvent Congress, probably wind up in the courts. But nonetheless, we keep using the term slippery slope, but this is how our spirit is being killed. It's death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Right. Well, that's true. And this is the part that's so difficult, is that we are, in a sense, powerless against those who would like to control people in ways that are unjust and immoral, unless we speak out. If we don't speak out, if we don't speak up, this is one reason why I'm so grateful to God that we have Relevant Radio. We can get this word out. We can get it out on social media. This is an example of the bigger problem that faces people all around the world. So we have an opportunity to speak up and speak out. If we don't do that, then we will lose freedoms that are already being encroached upon. And I don't mean that simply from a civil standpoint, but also religious liberty, freedoms, etc.
Right.
I mean, this strikes at all areas of freedom.
This is one of those times where we can't just say, well, somebody else will do it, or I'm shy, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to put that on social media, because this is one of those defining moments. And I don't think I'm being overly dramatic, Patrick, where God's going to ask us, you know, that time when you had the opportunity to share that video and explain what's going on and to stand up for your faith. Why didn't you do that?
Exactly. It reminds me of that old joke, you know, about I sent you three boats and a helicopter.
Right.
And you never got on. So, I mean, I almost feel like this is one of those moments. This might be a helicopter moment, you know?
Yeah, it is. I constantly think of that. It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's one of those things that just keeps popping up so many times, because, you know, even in the course of a day, there are 1,000 opportunities that the Holy Spirit puts in front of you. And you have to make those instant decisions. And, you know, I always pray to the Holy Spirit that I make that right decision. But we have those helicopter and boat moments every single day.
Indeed, we do. I think this is one of them. Of course, like you say, we have them every day. And
yeah.
Maybe we're just too distracted or whatever that we don't notice them. But for whatever reason, and I see this as God's providence, this video that I just received from my friend a couple of nights ago, never thinking it would amount to anything, it has captured the imagination of people all around the world. Everyone everywhere is seeing this, and they're talking about it. And naturally, I'm sure there are some Chinese government bots that are out there trying to discredit it. Like, oh, I saw this 2 years. No, you didn't. You didn't see this 2 years ago. This video was shot a couple of days ago. But they're trying, and they're trying to push back on it. But I don't think people are listening to that. They're listening with their ears to the sound of despair.
Right.
And that's not what Jesus wants for us. Jesus wants joy and happiness. Doesn't mean that we won't go through tribulation. But what you're listening to in this video, this is the culture of death speaking. And these are the people who are being victimized by the culture of death, the culture of totalitarianism. And I don't want that here. I don't want that anywhere, but I certainly don't want that here.
And we're not being overly dramatic, because that can actually happen here. And we've come close to that a couple of times. And this is an opportunity where now I'm just looking at some of the numbers now. It's approaching 6.5 million views at Patrick Madrid on Twitter. And Patrick's also going to put it up on his Facebook page, this video from Shanghai, China, shot on Friday night. This is the opportunity that we have as we curse social media to be evangelists via social media, to share this out there.
That's true. Well, by the way, one thing, John, is that we also have it posted on the show page, which is relevantradio.com/Patrick. We have it embedded there. So if you go there, you'll find it there as well.
Patrick Madrid back here at Relevant Radio tomorrow morning at 8 Central. Patrick, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, John. God bless you, too.
Drew Mariani is back tomorrow afternoon here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.